Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Mom! 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 Mommy! 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 Mama!
You're panicking!
Uh-huh! Join me, won't you?
I don't care if the entire cast of Eight is Enough comes out of there!
Is that chocolate or poop? Is that chocolate or poop?
It's chocolate.
What if that had been poop?
Oh, she's pregnant. Can't have a bunch of old pregnant bitches running around. That's crazy.
I'm not like a regular mom. I'm a cool mom.
Let's be bad moms.
Oh, I'm in.
Right?
Oh my gosh. Okay, this is exciting. I'm in.
Mom! Mommy! Mommy! Mama! Mama! Mama!
What?
Hi.
Fuck the wall. Bring me mine.
I don't know why you're asking. You never ask, and now you're asking.
I always ask.
You don't ask.
I never ask because you don't like cold opens.
And then we start talking about something else, and then I press record. Like, I just did. So, yay! Happy Mamas and Merlot Day!
Oh, okay.
Okay. It is Friday, though.
It is Friday.
It's not just a random recording day. It is a Friday.
Welcome to Mamas and Merlot. My name is Vanessa, and with me is Christy.
Hello.
And Stephanie.
All right. We haven't even opened anything.
I'm drinking already.
I'm drinking.
Yeah, but you're drinking something we've already had. You didn't open the one we're supposed
okay,
to.
Okay, we'll talk about it in a moment.
Okay, but hold on. I need to get
Did
myself
you bring something to drink?
I have it next to me. Hold on.
Do you have a cup?
No, I don't.
Why would she bring a cup? Because
I'm okay, a gangster and I'm drinking it from the bottle.
Alrighty. So, this is not a regular episode.
It's a cool episode.
We are in a hotel room.
This is my key. Don't let me. It's next to my stuff.
We're hosting a intimate panel.
Really intimate panel.
For just our
we have our friends with us.
Our exclusive VIP.
Our VIP
in
fan.
My hotel room.
Hotel, motel, holiday.
All right. But yeah,
we do have stuff to drink it out of. It's just behind us.
I guess we can drink
well,
out of
them. I said, do we want to use our new glasses? And now they're dusty. I'm like,
I said to clean them.
This seems like so much work going on today.
Seriously.
Thank you,
Missy.
Thank you, Missy.
Thank you, Missy.
Thank you, Missy.
Friend of the podcast panel.
Thank you, mystery panel member.
For doing our dishes. Audience member.
So, yes, mystery audience member, I will pour you some wine.
Yes.
So, tuck. Before we tell you where we are, let's tell you what we're drinking to just get out of the way.
Yeah. We are drinking the Wayne Gretzky Estates number 99 Cabernet Merlot.
It was a gift.
It was a gift from my sister-in-law, Lisa, who brought this back Toronto.
Who was not here.
Who's 100% not in this room with us right now.
Totes.
Not present at the moment. Not even a little bit.
Don't look behind the curtain.
So I don't know if we've ever had a Cabernet Merlot.
No. Well, I mean, we've had blends.
Yeah, but we've had
specifically a Cabernet Merlot. So when our mystery
audience
member comes back with our glasses, we can try it.
Okay. You're both talking at the same time.
I know.
Okay.
Can you pay attention to
me? I mean, mystery audience member, would you like one?
So
our other mystery audience member is drinking a beer.
She's drinking a beer.
So we are at
what?
You said I'm classy as food.
Oh. So we are away.
We're on vacation. Our children are not here.
If you listened or saw our Instagram live and our Facebook live
and the Instagram posts,
yeah,
stuff.
We are at a convention, Florida SuperCon in Fort Lauderdale, and we all got just
all of 20 minutes away from where we normally are.
But it's not home. But it's not home.
It's an hour. It's about an hour.
And we are not home.
Sure.
And we are here without kids.
And our husbands are off doing
nerd shit
stuff.
Yeah. I think my husband and Stephanie's husband are currently watching cosplay wrestling.
Super excited.
Yeah.
Vanessa's by the silence.
Yeah. Vanessa's husband is at least making money.
Yeah. Good for him.
Yeah. So he's at a gig.
Bring home that bacon, honey.
Yeah, but he'll be back later.
Yes.
But yeah, we've been here all weekend. Well, not all weekends. We've been here.
Thank you, friend.
I already feel.
Thank you, friend of the podcast.
Yay! Like, I feel like we've been here like a while already. I've been here since Thursday, but it's only Friday. We still have Saturday and a little bit of Sunday left to go.
Lord have mercy. I'm tired.
Hang on. I have too much stuff going on.
Oh, my God. Apparent.
What are you breaking?
Did you break something?
No. Okay. Don't break anything. This is my room. This hit the plate.
Okay. Don't break shit.
Please don't break shit. Oh, my God. These glasses are amazing.
So, Jeff just texted me.
Oh, Jesus.
Because he's been giving me an update on the cosplay wrestling, and I need to get a clarification.
Do you want
some? But I believe that Jeffrey the Giraffe...
From Toys R Us.
Has shown up in the ring.
Cheers,
mystery cheers, podcast panel.
Cheers,
teens.
Ching ching. I just say ching ching to this. I don't know why I put my glass away. I need my mic away.
Okay, so and you want to talk about what our husbands bought us today?
Yes,
because they were super kind.
I know they've been buying us stuff all day today.
That's wonderful.
Yeah, that's what it is. They're trying to have hotel sex.
I don't care why they did it. They bought me a present. They bought us matching wine glasses.
Yeah. Yes.
But they're like Disney princess wine glasses, and they're like our favorite princesses, because of course we all love a different princess. And
the perfect thing is that none of us, we don't overlap, so it's perfect.
We don't. It's wonderful. So they bought me, and the boys bought it like a group present. So it's like from all the boys to all of us, and it was really sweet. Mine has Ariel on it in mermaid form, and it says Under the Influence.
Mine has Aurora on it, and it says Sipping Beauty.
And mine has Cinderella, and it says Bippity Boppity Booze.
These are fantastic. And they also thought of our lovely friend Missy, and they bought her one too. What does yours say, Missy?
Mystery and it says Beauty and the Booze.
Hers has Belle. Cunty Belle.
No mic.
I only brought three.
No mic for you. You're a mystery panel guest.
Yeah, you're just a listener. You're just watching.
Yeah.
You're watching this show. So this is where we are. I almost fell.
She almost fell trying to get a picture with Poison Ivy.
Yeah, so if you have
someone cosplaying as Poison Ivy.
Yeah.
Not like actually.
We've told you before you haven't.
Sorry.
That's Stephanie. If you haven't heard, at these conventions, a lot of people dress up as...
Really, if you cover it with a box of donuts, it doesn't make it go away.
I was not covering it. That's not what I was doing. I was just trying to get a donut.
It's fine. I'm busting your balls, bro. I know it's been a while since we've done one of these, but this is what we do.
I just wanted a donut.
So they dress up as different, anime, video game characters, movie characters, books, all that stuff. And somebody was dressed up as Poison Ivy.
She looked amazing.
She really did look good, but...
She knocked it out of the park.
Apparently, she looked so good that Vanessa forgot that, trees and wall and fences.
There was a bush, okay? It was a small bush.
There was also a chain link fence.
But that's what happened. We were on one side of the chain link fence, and she was on the other side of the chain link fence, and she was going into the building as we were leaving. So I was trying to rush over to her so that I wouldn't, keep her from where she was
just at the point
going.
That it intersects, that she hasn't gone past the line. So
she hasn't, past security. We are still trying to leave the building. We hadn't passed the security guard. So I put on a show for, all the people that happened to be leaving. I heard.
That you, shouted from across.
Because she looked so good.
Poison Ivy,
I want to take a picture with you. And she was like, okay.
And then, boom.
Well, because I was looking at her and talking and still walking forward, and I walked into, what is it called?
Everything.
Mulch. I walked into mulch. And, plants that were planted in the ground, which is kind of ironic because I'm like rushing to take a picture with poison ivy. But
and there was a fabulous security guard that was right there to witness the whole thing.
A lot of people saw. I heard all the laughter.
No, but the best was the guy. Not only did he like see you and laugh, but like bent over and turned around and faced the wall because he was like, "Yeah, I saw that."
Again, I'm not ashamed. I fall all the damn time. All the damn time.
This was after we chased down
Killmonger.
Killmonger.
Oh my god, yeah. So we ran into our good friend Q, our lesbro. And we were outside of the convention having a cigarette with her, and Vanessa's like, "Steph, turn around."
And no. My first was and then it was
turned around and it was a guy that was cosplaying as Killmonger from Black Panther.
Mm-mm. We shared the picture.
And
thirsty AF.
Holy fuck.
And we were the gate over almost.
No, but the first thing we did is Vanessa like threw her phone at Q. She was like, "Take a picture.
Take a picture."
The thing is,
we didn't even ask. We were just like,
taking a picture with you. And then Stephanie like, like rubbed her boobs and all over him.
This one again was we're on the exit side, he's on the entrance side, so there is a smaller metal fence.
Yeah,
which it's our like good friend
the barrier gate.
Yeah, which our good friend Pedro of the Talking Geek
he held on to it so he wouldn't fall over.
Because all
he?
Yes,
he did. He's like, "I'm gonna brace myself," and he was like, "I'm gonna hold on to this."
Because our three bodies leaned over it and it to get to Killmonger.
Hashtag thirsty AF.
It's been a thirsty day.
What did Pablo, right? Is his name?
That's Pedro.
Pedro. No, the one with the Funkos.
Pablo.
What was it, the title that he gave us?
Borrachera.
Something in borrachera.
I have to remember it.
Fuck.
Yeah,
so good.
He said that you guys are a friend of ours today. We saw him. He's like, "Oh, you're going to report the podcast tonight." And he goes,
"Is he responsible for this?"
Yes.
Okay.
And he goes,
"So we like him."
That's
fine.
We just don't tell him.
No.
And he goes,
we'll talk about it on our podcast.
Yeah. And he goes, "You guys are going to go record?" Like, yeah. Someone, he goes, your borracheras and something or other.
It was something in borrachera. And I was like, "That's perfect." But now I can't remember the title. Christy's on the phone.
No, he's just telling me.
It's a great time to take a call, Christy.
Man. Oh, no. FYI, it was totally a legit Jeffrey the Giraffe and in the ring. And they had a Toys R Us costume
picture. Didn't happen.
I have the picture. Apparently they actually got like a Jeffrey the Giraffe.
I want
it. Well, what the hell else are they gonna do with it? Oh Jesus,
it's a legit Jeffrey the Giraffe.
I'm sure like the room exploded.
So we've been a little thirsty.
I didn't know
today.
That Pedro had to like hold the barricade. That's hilarious.
He held the barricade. And he was like, "I'm just gonna hold this," because it started leaning before over
because we like throwing ourselves.
And just to explain to you, this guy was
in the lead. That guy was
and
delicious.
Yes, just to explain to you, he was not dressed up like with clothing.
No.
He was wearing, and honestly, not the like possibly very simple costume because he was wearing
black jeans.
Yeah,
and just had like a sweater.
It was a sweater.
Yeah,
and it was just like the gold necklace.
Yep.
And then he just happened to have the hair.
Yeah.
So it was like one side
shirtless,
and he was shirtless.
That was the point.
And we appreciated it.
We appreciated the
maybe
fuck
a little
out of it.
Too much.
Yeah,
but
and then no,
there ain't no such thing.
It's been thirsty. Yeah, see, I'm telling you, because then there was Uber Lyft Jurassic Park man.
Oh yeah, that guy was super hot.
I wasn't here for that.
Yes,
no, you were on the phone with your dad.
Like,
you were
times.
You saw him too.
The guy was super hot, right?
Oh yeah, that guy. Yeah, he was cute.
You were on the phone with your dad.
No, I saw him the first time we left.
That guy was hot. That guy was super fucking hot. That even Julie was like, "Oh, that guy's really hot."
Oh, and Julie, then we stalked that guy at Publix, too.
Oh, yeah, we did stalk a guy at Publix.
We stalked a guy up and down like six aisles.
But which we found out we're really bad at it.
We're out of practice. At stalking
and he
people.
Had to know because there's no way that we would walk up to the air because I saw his face.
Yeah, Christy saw his face first. She's like, "Vanessa."
Nobody else saw his face, but he was just like very well put together. Like there was
he
like
really was
he had to have just gotten out of work or something because he was like in a suit,
so it was like and like it was like the perfectly tailored pants to his booty and like the shirt was perfectly put
he had,
in
like, long
perfectly
sleeve, like, button down shirt and it was tucked in, nothing was wrinkled,
nothing, the hair was like perfectly like just been like taped, like cleaned up,
he like brushed it, was brushed to the side.
So we were trying to
either just gotten out of work or like maybe on his lunch break.
Yeah, so we were trying to like go down the aisle or area that he was so that the girls could get a front view of him. Every time
I wasn't around, I was in the wine aisle
shopping. Yeah, every time we went up an aisle, he would turn around and like go halfway in just enough to not see him and turn back. We're like, he knows.
Oh yeah, he would like be at one end of the aisle and we'd be like, turn around. And then and I was like, oh, I think I need that cheese. So I would like walk past him and I would look at the cheese and I would turn around and be like, Christy, is this the cheese that you need? And as I would turn around, he would turn away from me. And I'm like, this fucking guy knows that I'm trying to look at his goddamn face and he's not letting me look at his. We were at Publix for over an hour.
We were at Publix
for an hour. Because our pub sub took forever.
Yeah, our pub sub took forever. And we stalked him for a good 45 minutes.
Yeah, because what else are you going to do?
Well, we waited for our sandwich.
Because apparently there was a tenders shortage.
Yeah. How unfortunate.
Because everybody that in Fort Lauderdale area went at that exact
moment. Yeah, they all went to that Publix. To get a damn pub sub.
And I thought we were being original. Oh, wow.
But it was worth it.
Oh, yeah, because pub subs are fucking amazing.
So, Vanessa, this was your first con experience.
It was my first con experience. So. Christy took 2 steps away from me and I almost cried.
Yeah, Vanessa's totally, I mean, I've known you a long time. I never thought that you would be the type of person.
I'm not to just normally. Like, I'm okay like, by myself, but this was very
nice. I mean, you go to restaurants alone. I don't do that.
Yeah, I go to movies by myself. I eat by myself. I do a lot of things by myself. But like, I turned around and I didn't see Christy. I was like,
she legit like grabbed my arm. She was like, don't leave me alone. I was like,
at one point, like it was the
three. I was also a little bit drunk by that point with you.
A little.
At one point, it was the three.
We've been drinking since like 11 in the morning.
I've been drinking since yesterday. Okay, I don't think I've stopped.
Why? Why would you? We're on vacation.
Yeah,
vacation boobs.
Vacation boobs.
Oh, Steph did it first.
I did it first, but I did one drop.
Don't you need like cold water?
Okay, wait.
Isn't that a thing?
Or it's a hotel, and they can change it.
Talking into my wine glass.
Oh my god, that's so much worse than what I did.
Wait for Neri to get back and go, I got my chair.
I almost just fell out of the chair.
No, these chairs just...
Welcome to Mamas and Merlot.
Do you want me to pause?
No.
Hey guys, it's Missy. It's Missy. I'm part of the panel.
She got a mic.
I've said this 3 times, but I told her to wait for Neri to get back and then just be like, babe, I got my period.
Ew. Why are you nasty? Speaking of nasty.
Oh, Lord.
Has anyone ever, and please, if anyone that listens to us, please write me. Ever heard of Kava?
That's not what it was called. It had a longer name.
No, it's Kama Sutra is the name of the thing.
Ew.
Yes.
Is it a person or a thing?
No, it's like a plant. Because
Kava is champagne from Spain.
Our panelist, our audience member is saying that it's champagne in France.
Well, no, this is
Spain. Champagne is champagne in France.
No, but that's C-A, that's C-A-V-A.
Hang on, she's K-A-V-A. Back. Bye, guys.
Nice.
Apparently, Kava. apparently, Kava is some sort of plant-based plant that it. Yeah,
I think it's safer if I stay standing, you guys.
That you cook or boil down or whatever it is,
and we should do
you
this
use
more
it
often.
And you make it into a drink.
We need to record in Sophie's bed.
Yeah.
When are we doing that? She bought Sophie the Cinderella.
The carriage bed.
Yeah, carriage
bed. It's full size, so it's nice and big.
I want to talk.
I know.
Talk. Okay. What? So
I'm sorry, Chris.
Sorry. So the Kava is apparently an antidepressant, anti-stress, and it is a substitute that it gives a high-ish feeling, apparently, like alcohol. I guess you could compare it to salvia. What salvia
is to marijuana.
You're
saying a lot of words and I have no idea what
salvia?
The fuck they are.
Salvia?
Oh, okay. Is that the shit that Miley was smoking?
The fake marijuana.
Oh, yes.
So this is like, but because it's legal, like this is considered the fake alcohol. Apparently, you drink it in a tea form or in a liquid form, teas or just the brew, and it's supposed to be taken in a shot. And they have a stand here, so we were walking around, and because I like free shit, they were like giving away stuff. I'm like, I'll try it.
It's awful.
Like when he ladles it, because you can't see what it is. He ladles it into, somebody look up K-A-V-A.
Oh, with a K.
Yes. he ladles it into a shot glass and makes it. And he's like, oh, and the way you drink it is that you always drink with someone else. So he gives himself some. The man, when he poured that in, the only thing that I can tell you that it looked like and tasted like is dirty dishwater.
Oh, that's gross. Ugh. It was soapy?
No, but that, like, that, like...
You said dishwater.
Well, that, like, muddy, beige-ish color.
Oh, gross.
Was, and by that point, I had agreed. I was in the situation. I saw it, and I'm like, fuck. So I just took the shot, and it literally tastes... I will tell you, I didn't feel any sort of high. Also, I was already drinking. So...
Meh.
My tongue did go numb and tingly for like 5 or 10 minutes. I was like, my tongue is a little tingly.
Sounds like you were high.
I've never really
Hashtag
been
just
high,
saying, so like. Sounds like you were high.
But I wasn't like cloudy, like, I want to eat. Let's go get some pizza.
No.
But that, is that what
but
it's...
that's a, not
That's
all
what
high.
My high does.
But depends on what you're smoking.
But yeah, so just letting you know, if anybody's ever tried Kava, K-A-V-A, let me know, because it was odd.
It says, studies have shown that the properties in Kava can ease anxiety, relieve stress, and relax muscle and nervous tension, as well as combat insomnia
relaxed?
And improve sleep problems. That's why many people who consume kava use it as a natural alternative to anti-anxiety medication. Medication. You have that aha moment. You just feel better. No, it's like a tea, I think.
And
it's like a tea?
It's like a tea. But and apparently there's this thing that they said, like I was explaining to me, it's an opposite.
It looks like watery clay.
Yeah. It's an opposite. Like, you know how the more you drink... alcohol, the stronger your tolerance gets.
Yeah.
It's apparently the opposite.
Okay.
The more you, the more time you drink it, the less you have to drink to get the effect.
Huh?
So I mean, it's the opposite. The more you have to drink to get the effect.
Wait, what?
Huh?
So you build a tolerance to it. It's just the same.
No, it's the opposite. Whatever the alcohol is, it's the opposite version.
Okay, wait.
So alcohol,
the more alcohol you drink,
what? The less
the you less
need.
No.
No, the more
alcohol you drink, the more you need, because it takes more to get you drunk.
So this is the opposite.
So the opposite of this would be
I've been drinking
the
all day.
More
this doesn't make any sense.
Kava
to me.
You drink,
the less you need to get the high feeling.
They don't know that we know they know.
That is exactly it. They don't know that we know they know they know.
Yeah. Great movie. But yeah, so
that was nice.
That's from Clue.
That's from Friends.
That's also from Clue.
But that was a Friends.
It's from Friends.
Well, because of course you
with
guys
with this group of people, it's from Friends.
With this secret panel that we have, it's from Friends, okay?
I'm going to eat my cosmic brownie.
I
Will you sit down? You're going to hurt yourself today. Drink wine and sit down. Sit on the floor.
I think wine is my problem. If I sit on
wine
the floor...
Wine is never your problem.
Wine is never the problem.
If I sit on the floor, the recorder's going to follow me down there. And that's going to be a problem. So we have an overload of snacks.
Yes. Sorry.
We have a party-size pack of Oreos.
FYI, there is not just family size.
No, I didn't see it.
It has 33%
until today.
Mm-hmm. We did the math. A family size gives you about 40 Oreos. Of
cosmic
burn. Party size gives you about 56.
No, don't say we did the math.
Counted?
No, she did. She's a fucking psycho and she counted it. Well,
I
takes
to
one
to
know
what I was getting.
She wanted to know why she was paying an extra dollar.
I just
saw that the box was bigger.
A Chapulín Colorado just showed up at
Super. Hey?
You're Cuban. You gotta know what a chapulín is.
I know who a fucking chapulín is.
Is that the guy from... No, what I was thinking was the guy from...
Chipirito?
No, stop! The guy with the black mask from Sábado Gigante.
Oh, yeah.
No, that's a chacal.
Hey, that guy. That's what I was thinking.
If somebody was here, she would have known
we were talking. That was way too much Miami Hispanic for most people,
yeah,
including myself, and I'm from here. Wow. Check
that was just a lot of Hispanic, period. Because Telemundo's everywhere.
Sábado Gigante is Miami.
Yeah,
but they show it everywhere.
They do.
Do they?
Yeah. Because Univision is...
Is everywhere.
Is everywhere. It's Mexican. It's not necessarily American.
Yeah, but since it was filmed here, I just assumed it was like a local...
No.
But Don Francisco is like Salvadorian or something.
He's Chilean, dumbass.
Is he? Oh. Sorry.
Our panel's violent today. Panel, have a drink.
Seriously.
There's more beer.
So we've... what else do we want to talk about today? What have we done today?
Kylie Jenner selfie. You
want to
talk about
that? No.
Not
even a little bit.
tell them about my Jason Momoa cutout.
Oh, we did. Yeah, so we can share the video. Can we share the video? Yeah. I'm just asking. No. It's your video. So Missy, our lovely friend Missy, graduated. Right? Mm-hmm. Or she's going to graduate. Her graduation's coming up. So we're all very proud of her. So between the three of our families, we bought her... a lovely
a gift that keeps
graduation gift that we cannot wait to see at her graduation party and in her future home. We bought
oh my God, we put it like center stage under the balloon arch.
There's no balloon arch.
She doesn't want a balloon arch.
I know. Okay.
Why do you hate us?
Yeah, why do you hate fun?
I hate fun.
Why are you the way that you are?
Who are you?
No, please don't. That's going to bring the room down.
Let's share the video and share the selfie that you took. Like,
I will. We will. She did. She took a selfie. She posted it. So we got her a life size. It is legit life size. It is over 6 feet tall.
Yep.
Cut out of Jason Momoa as Aquaman. In the full Aquaman costume. Yep.
Trident.
Trident.
Yep. So we
of him and his body. Yeah.
Did you look through the people when we knocked on the door?
I didn't. I had no idea.
That's why we put it right in front of the door, because we wanted you to look through the people and see Jason Momoa through the people.
I didn't even check because I was expecting you guys because you were coming. Can you hear me in your headphones?
I think so. I can fix it later. I hear you. I don't know if it's because I am in the room with you or if it's coming through the headphones.
Charger.
I did. I don't know where it went. I think Neri took it with him.
You can pop your phone in here.
Yeah, you can put it on the... I'm making noise. So we put it together in the hallway of her room.
Which, by the way, 6 foot tall, 6 foot something,
it
Jason
kept
Momoa.
Hitting the ceiling.
Really? Why? He's so tiny.
We couldn't figure out how to stand it. We couldn't, like... We were, like, trying to be quiet because we didn't know how close or far away your room was from where the elevator was.
It was great.
And then Jeff carried it from the elevator all the way to your room. And he was like, Vanessa, if you stop walking, you're going to get cardboard to the back of the head. And I was like, I'm going to walk quickly. And then we got to your room. So we put Jason Momoa, like, right in front of her door, like, 2 feet from the door, hoping that she would look through the peephole to see who it was.
Nah, I live in danger.
And her reaction was so great. It was so, like...
Just the vocal reaction.
It was
reaction.
So genuine. Hang on, let me find the video so we can...
Well, I can't believe you guys would pay money to make me that happy. That's so sweet.
It wasn't
That's
that what, much money.
It really wasn't that much money. It was...
$1 million.
Comes, here it comes. She opened the door.
Oh, shut up! Shut
security.
Happy graduation.
He's single.
He's single. He's for me.
Happy graduation.
Oh my God.
Jeff's best idea.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
It really was.
That last night was the best thing you've ever seen.
So we have a party crasher.
A penis has entered the secret mystery panel.
Hi. I'm a penis.
Where are the other two that you had with you?
They went to your room to drop off.
I'm not allowed to sit on the bed anymore.
No.
Okay, wait. Let's ask Jeff. So, Jeff.
Are you the champion now?
Bebe.
Dime.
Before you got here, Stephanie goes, oh, you have to clean it out. It's dusty in there.
Well, what is she talking about?
Vagina.
You, me, and Lisa are in the same world.
What else would it be?
The wine glasses.
The wine glasses were dusty.
That's really
never but stuff.
So it's dusty. I mean, it makes sense in my head.
Well, no, something does come out of it.
Alrighty.
Gross.
Moving forward.
Poop.
Moving forward. I don't know. Do we want to talk about our kid stuff?
Do we have any kids? Oh, Vanessa.
I have fun kid stuff.
What's going on in your neck of the woods?
So yesterday, so great. Kids are so great. Driving to my mom's house because my grandma's in town to go see her.
Your Nona.
My Nona. And I'm driving with my kids and I all of a sudden I hear Oliver start whining. And he's like, and I'm like, kind of ignoring them because I was mad because Sophie had a bad day at summer camp. And then I hear Sophie go, Mommy, Oliver has a diamond in his nose. And I'm like,
Lisa's fascinated, by the way.
And I'm like, a diamond? She's like, yeah, he has a diamond in his nose. I'm like, what? And then that's when Oliver starts crying hysterically. So I'm like, okay, he has shoved something up his nose. Great. I'm on the highway in rush hour. And the highways in South Florida, for those who are not familiar, are always under construction. So correct. The area where I'm currently driving has no shoulder, has nowhere for me to pull over. And I'm like, what the fuck am I going to do? And while I'm like trying to figure this out and keep calm, Oliver's screaming hysterically. Sophie's crying hysterically and also screaming, Mommy, he's gonna die. So like,
oh wait, this is the first time our panel has heard this.
And I'm like, two hour paying attention. So I'm performing an audience of one. And
she's vastly enjoying this.
She is. So I like got lucky and there was a small area that didn't have a guardrail and there was just some gravel. So I'm like, I can pull over here. And I pull over and I get out of the car and I open the back door and I see Oliver. He has like a plastic bead shoved in his nose. And it's like a bead that you use as a kid, like to make like beaded necklaces. So it has like a little hole for you to like string your yarn through it. And I'm like, okay. So I look at him and I cover the nostril that's unobstructed and I tell him, blow really hard through your nose. But because it's a bead with a hole, the hole is lined up perfectly in his nose so that the air just passes through and it doesn't do anything. So then I'm like, okay, that didn't work. Let me see if I can like kind of shibby my nail in there and like try to drag it out. That didn't work. I pushed it in deeper. Sophie's still screaming he's gonna die, by the way. Like tears, both of them are crying. She's screaming he's gonna die. It's and rush hour traffic is like going by behind me. So then I'm like, I remembered a video that I saw from the Juggling the Jenkins blog. And I was like, let me try this. So again, I cover the unobstructed side and I tell Oliver, open your mouth. And I cover his mouth with my mouth and I blow into his mouth. And the bead popped out.
That's amazing.
Mm-hmm. And then
you can learn something from the internet.
You can. So it's for today, I am very thankful for mommy vloggers who tell the truth and post shit like this. Because without that, I would have been at urgent care. And yeah.
That was your Thursday. That was my Thursday.
That was my Thursday. And my nerves were on fire after that. Like I got the bead, I picked the bead up off the floor. I got back in the driver's seat. I buckled up and I was like, I can't drive right now because if like anything happens, I'm just going to explode like instantly. I wanted to
sound what she's saying. You just had a whole conversation in the background. Instead of this, right next to you. Okay, sure. It's fine.
His name is Fraser, okay? So yeah, so that was my Thursday. All I know is I'm getting
there's bread there, and there's like a little cup of
olive oil.
Of olive oil, that's delicious.
If you want to be sophisticated,
you can dip your bread in it.
Fancy. Uh-huh. Yes, we are.
Today we're being fancy AF.
Okay. So that was Vanessa's Thursday.
Yes, yes, it was. There was something else I wanted to share with you guys, but I can't remember right now. I should really start writing these things down.
You used to write them down. We used to put them in our shared note. We don't do that.
No.
I still do sometimes, and then I forgot.
But we can...
Okay. I mean, yeah. Just because this is... So, it's going to be a hot mess express. Yeah.
I mean,
When is it not? Oop, baby.
You just gave the
street. Fuck, I want to know.
I don't know what you're talking about.
No,
but
I'm like dying to remember the title that Pablo gave us.
I know. I kind of feel like I need to like message him.
Was it Booze and Borrachera? Or
was Jeff there?
No, it was just the two of us.
It was just...
Oh.
It was like Booze and Borrachera or Bourbon and Borrachera. Something.
I'll message him.
Yeah.
But basically, we're just...
More people are coming in.
That's easting the shit just wrap here. How long has it been that we've been talking?
Probably like
33 minutes and 5 seconds.
That's wine, don't worry.
I'm not allowed to sit on the bed anymore because I spilled wine.
So,
hi. I know. But we're because using our new wine glasses.
Because we know that this is like a hot mess. This is going to be a short episode.
I think we're going to wrap it up.
Pick this up later and do more shit. Hi, boo boo.
Friday the 13th party. We got to go.
Okay.
Oh, we're all going to that? Okay.
Apparently.
You're in my room.
Guys, we're still recording. We got to end this shit.
Yeah, we got to wrap it up.
Okay, guys. So now we were drinking. What is it that we were drinking?
We're drinking the...
Tell us, Stephanie.
We're drinking the Wayne Gretzky Estates number 99 Cabernet Merlot 2016.
Yes, which was a gift.
Which was a gift. What? Oh, do you want to come say the fun fact? Here you go.
Come share your
mystery
fun fact.
Panel audience member.
Hi, this is Lisa, Stephanie's sister-in-law.
Hi,
oh,
Lisa.
I'm a mystery panelist, yes. Oh,
hi, mystery panelist.
Fun fact about the Wayne Gretzky winery, they actually have a skating rink inside of the winery. It's, like, super cool. And, you know, obviously, because Wayne Gretzky. Did you go? I mean, I didn't go skating. Oh, yeah, I bought the wine. That was it. Yeah, no, but we actually, so it's in Niagara, which is, you know,
where the falls are.
So.
Is there like a waterfall there? I mean.
It's about an hour south of Toronto. So I was up there for a work trip and decided to get it for Stephanie because I love her. So, you know, sometimes.
Aww.
Feelings.
Oh, affection. Oh, yay.
Feelings.
Oh, I'm very, very comfortable with all of this. Thank you.
So this is our little special SuperCon Friday night recap. Thanks so much for listening to this madness because this was legit madness. You can find us on the Geek Bro Network where you can find a whole bunch of other podcasts. What's Up Bro, Mount Geekmore, Zeroes on Heroes, Shiver, The Talking Geek,
Comedy Fitness.
What's good? Is that a thing?
Yeah.
It's a thing.
WooBro? Did you do that one?
I said WooBro. I always say WooBro.
And our
first
new podcast.
Yes, there's a new podcast.
Mr. Multiverse. Is that what it was?
Yes.
That's what it's called.
Right. Mr. Multiverse.
Mr. Multiverse is now part of the Geek Bro family. So welcome to them. And I always feel like I forgot somebody. So if I did, I'm sorry. But yeah, you can email us, momsandmerlot, MOMMASANDMERLOT @gmail.com. It's the same spelling across all of our social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Tumblr, all that jazz. And we love your faces and cheers.
Cheers.
Wait, Betty's never seen the email in person.
MOMMASANDMERLOT @gmail.com.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.